We've been taking messages and calls. I don't know whether you can answer a couple of questions for us, John. Sure. This one from Joe in Gateshead wants us to ask John, why so many Eastern Europeans are selling the big issue? I presume they've come to this country knowing they don't have a job. This is someone's observation.
Yeah, well, that's an observation which is well worth pointing out. In 2004, Mr. Blair let Eastern Europeans into this country through the agreements with the European Community. And what they did was he said, and this was the first time it was ever said to any group of immigrants allowed into this country, whether they were Jews, Huguenots, Irish, Bangladeshis or whatever, they said you can come into the country but you can't have a job. You can't get a job. But what you have to do is you have to be self-employed or you have to be independently wealthy. Now, you're talking to people who have been screwed over by the old socialist, communist, Stalinist world of Romania and places like that. They haven't got a penny to rub together. They have been victimized for hundreds of years. But the point is, they're allowed into the country, but they're allowed immediately, almost legless. So what do? They resort to all sorts of ways of earning their money. And we are approached by a whole group of teachers down in the East End of London and say, can you allow your Romanians and East Europeans to sell the paper? Because if they don't, they will take their children out of school and the children will then have to go out and earn the money for the family. And I made the decision back in 2004 that because we are a crime prevention program as much as anything else, but it was really important. I did not make the laws that allowed people into this country. I did not make the laws that said, you come in here, but you can't get a job. This is ridiculous. My family are come from Ireland. They came over in the 20s and the 30s, and they got the crappiest jobs out on the building sites, doing all sorts of jobs that no one else would do. And they were... No one said to them, you come over, you're allowed into this country, but you're not allowed to work. You take work out of somebody's life and what happens? They get into trouble.